The Trauma Survivors Network community celebrates National Trauma Survivors Day on May 16th. One of the reasons this network got started was research that says it's not how bad a traumatic injury is that tells you how difficult recovery will be. It's also about your emotional response to the injury and situations. I also think having people around you who understand what you want and need and having access to the care and resources best suited to you make a huge difference. Of course, being white statistically will help, as the average white person isn't under the lifelong stressors and generational trauma of the average black person in the U.S. And with traumatic brain injury, white people, on average, have better ER care, better access to rehabilitation, better reintegration into society, and better job outcomes than black or Latinx people. While these things around race and ethnicity aren't addressed explicitly in this month's episode, they desperately need to be acknowledged before we begin. This month's episode features poet and autoethnographer Douglas Kidd, a white man doing tons of work around brain injury, disability rights, safety, and disability studies. He's a survivor of severe TBI. Back to that part about him being an autoethnographer. Doing an autoethnography means you share your personal narrative, but not to inspire or put all the focus on you. Your personal experiences are tied to society and culture. In the case of acquired disability, that means talking about ableism, which Douglas does eloquently. May 17th, the day after National Trauma Survivors Day, he will enter his 15th year of recovery. And in July, Douglas and I are heading to Liverpool in the UK to present at Disability and Disciplines, the International Conference on Educational, Cultural, and Disability Studies. We're looking at how time gets broken after TBI, perceptions are distorted, and other people have responses to you that aren't quite in line with your own responses to yourself, plus poems and movie stuff. A note, the podcast contains graphic descriptions of Douglas's car wreck and injuries. There's a link in the blog post to a transcript of Pigeonhole Podcast Episode 17.